is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org. When your car's down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on-site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No. No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval. Mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank, National Association, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
They're playing basketball. Quickly, Berger the other way for the Redskins. Oh, what a shot. Berger on the dead run. She was clobbered from the side by a Tiger defender. Hooked it high off the glass. Somehow, miraculously, it went in. And the official signals good. It counts. And that's the right call. Well, it was one you would never make in horse, I don't think.
Well, if somebody fouls you in horse, you get to fight anyway.
Color and play-by-play of boys and girls high school basketball can be heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com, including the close shots and close games.
And look out now, Fairlog, you got it to 2-1. Here is Lessing diving into the lane. Arches up with teardrop in front. Hit the rim twice. Good! It went in. Wow, it's a two-point game, 51-49. Power move by Brady around and out. No good. Stick back is in. Brady will remove the muscle man on the board. That trip down the floor.
Did a great job of staying with the missed shot.
Open look, 15-footer in again. Sarah Bettinger, red hot. She gains another jumper.
And you will jump for joy when you hear your favorite teams. The Anna Rockets, Botkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Minster Wildcats, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets. They're all winners.
And you're right. It comes down to the coaching. It comes down to the philosophy. These kids don't expect to lose. They figure out a way to do it.
Gordon veers to the right, still behind the arc. Loops it this side of the top of the key to Gallimore. And Gallimore jumps and shoots a triple. Nothing but cord. All net. It was perfect.
Nothing but net. The internet. Scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's a quick retry. Left wing. Trevor Modern. Bingo! He's got it for the Raiders. Meyer in the right corner. Set. Shoots the long three ball. Anna left her open. Swish. He's got it. Fine form of that jumper, McCassie Meyer. Here is Sosby faking left, going right. Drew lets one fly. Three-point land. We could tell that one was in all the way. And it is right down through the bottom of the well.
Oh, those state championship moments and special plays.
Baseline to Dylan Cordano. Oh, look at it go. And the first layup. What a shot by Dylan Cordano. Well, that deserves a super califragilistic expialidocious. It's a good one. Both huge cheering sections of Fort Loramie fans behind us and across the way are going crazy. Bedlam at the Schottenstein Center. The first state title in girls basketball for Fort Loramie. Redskins win it by 15. Let the game begin here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Chuck and I love what we do. We thoroughly enjoy bringing you Shelby County boys and girls basketball. We've got a passion for what we do. We hope you enjoy our webcast coverage. Let's get the party started. 25-footer, Hillscamp. Good! Good! Hillscamp rifles it a bomb.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We speak to you from Springfield High School, the scene of today's girls Division III regional title game between the Versailles Tigers and Marion Pleasant. Versailles 21-6 on the year, Marion Pleasant 25-2. The Lady Tigers, under head coach Jackie Stonebreaker, have pulled off 11 straight wins, finishing fifth in the Midwest Athletic Conference this year, Chuck, having lost four times in league play, also setbacks out of MAC action to Tippecanoe and Fort Loramie. But clearly it's a team like Fort Loramie, like Jackson Center, in our Shelby County backyard, which is playing its very best basketball of the year. So is Marion Pleasant, a team that comes in ranked 10th in the state in the last Division III AP poll, 25-2 on the campaign. A big win in the district championship by Marion Pleasant. Double overtime over Columbus Bishop Reedy to get here. Extremely athletic player, Summer Blevins. I've seen her listed at 6 feet tall. I've seen her listed at 5'10". She averages 14 points a game. She shoots it from everywhere. Versailles Tigers, though, Chuck, have developed quite an 8 or 9 lady rotation. A lot of people play now for Versailles. You've got Haley Winter, 5'9 senior on the, or I should say Danielle Winter, 6'2 sophomore on the inside, 11 points a game, with Lauren Monin, 5'8 senior at 13 a game. They've been getting their averages regularly And then you mix in some three-pointers from Cammie McElDowney. Excellent play from Cammie Ording off the bench. And you've got a club ready to go right back to the state tournament and defend its D3 state title from 1 year ago.
Well, Jackie Stonebreaker is one of the best coaches in the area, and she always has her team ready to play basketball. And the thing about tournament time is this is when they shine. They're like the Fort Loramie of Division III. When this time comes around, no matter what happened during the season, they're always playing their best basketball right now. I think that if they can handle Blevins and not let her have some kind of a big game on them today, I think they'll be all right.
Versailles, in its most previous game, the regional semifinal, had quite a bout with West Liberty Salem. Of course, West Liberty features Peterson, 6'4", young lady on the inside. And Miss Peterson was a load. She had over 20 points against Versailles, which led by just one in that game with 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter. The Tigers' defense threw a goose egg at West Liberty. The rest of the game outscored them 8-0, wound up winning by 9, and that vaulted the Versailles Tigers into this regional championship game here today. Eighth time. This is the eighth time since 2006 Versailles has been in the regional championship game, winning the state tournament back in 2008, winning it last year, 2015. In the previous 7 regional title games, the Tigers have won it 5 occasions.
Well, that's what I mean. When they get to this point, they don't think they're going to lose, and they don't tend to lose. I think one of the things that Versailles is going to throw at Marion Pleasant today is they're going to pressure them. They're going to run up and down the floor, and they're going to try to tire out Blevins, who, from people I talked to that have seen him play a few times, they said that she can get really tired, and I think that's what's going to be a key today, to see if Versailles can rebound and run the floor and make her play defense and run.
Yeah, we're going to find out, as you noted here this afternoon, Chuck, how good the Marion Pleasant guards really are, what kind of depth Marion Pleasant has, because head coach Jackie Stonebreaker of Versailles, as I mentioned, will play 8 or 9 young ladies. And Marion Pleasant has nobody, I don't think, who can guard with consistency. Danielle Winter on the inside for Versailles. She stands 6'2" tall, lengthy arms, plays like she's 6'3", 6'4". Tigers early in the season weren't doing as good a job as they are now getting the ball to Danielle. And now that ball goes inside to her with regularity. She's making shots. And Lauren Monin has become part of that duo down inside, that Winter-Monin duo, about 25 points a game. You can count on it. And Lauren can shoot that 15-foot J as well. And I like the three-point shooting. Cammie McElDowney has pushed her per-game average up into double digits now, nearly 12 per contest. We'll see some three-point shooting. We'll see good inside play. I think Versailles has the edge in depth in this game.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt. I mean, they're going to play 7 people, and if they get any kind of foul trouble, or if they start getting tired and they have to get out of their normal substitution pattern, it's going to be to the favor of the Tigers, that's for sure.
Marion Pleasant's head coach is in his 9th year. He's done a masterful job running the show. Nate Dendinger has his best team in the last decade at Marion Pleasant. It's the top club he's coached. This Marion Pleasant team has been described as versatile, very athletic. It's an aggressive playing team, marked by outstanding play on the perimeter. The guards have been outstanding all season long. Marion Pleasant, by the way, plays in the Mid-Ohio Athletic Conference. Richwood North Union is a team which is very good in that league. In fact, it's a club that split with Marion Pleasant during the regular season. Marion Pleasant avenged an early campaign loss to Richwood by beating that club late in the campaign. But Richwood North Union has been here in the past. In fact, has played Anna at least once, as I recall, here in the D3 regional at Springfield. But boy, Versailles, the Midwest Athletic Conference, Chuck, 5-4 for the Tigers in the MAC. Not a second-place finish to Minster. Not third, not fourth, fifth.
fifth behind three teams, 7-2. Minster won it all undefeated. Versailles 5-4, fifth in the league. Needless to say, Versailles is extremely battle-tested.
Well, the season started, and Jackie even made the comment that this was a young team. It was an inexperienced team. They graduated a lot of talent off that state championship team last year. And it took, just like Fort Loramie, it took them a while to get the rotation. It took them a while to get everything going the way they wanted to. But now they're playing outstanding basketball.
Oh, they sure are. And are playing with so much confidence, stringent schedule. Boy, when you play the likes of Tippecanoe, Lima Bath, Fort Loramie, outside the MAC, then you have to duel Minster on the road, New Knoxville on the road. New Bremen was very difficult this year. In fact, New Bremen early beat Versailles at Versailles. Fort Recovery, which was a powerhouse this season, plays in Division III. And has been ousted in tournament play and knocked off Versailles at Versailles 2. So the girls' competition in the Midwest Athletic Conference was formidable this year. Versailles felt that and benefited from it. And here are the Tigers right back in the regional championship, one step away from going to Columbus and defending the state title from 2015. By the way, the winner of this game advances on to a state semifinal next Thursday at 1 o'clock against the winner of the game between Gilmore Academy and Doylestown Chippewa. And those two teams are regulars in regional finals and state final fours. Outstanding girls programs in their own right. One of those two will play Versailles. In fact, the Tigers beat Chippewa last year at Columbus.
I remembered that. Yeah, those are two names, though, that you hear all the time in Division III girls basketball for sure.
Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Springfield. Crowd filing in. And about 30 minutes ago, Chuck, I said, you know what, it's not going to be a real good crowd here today. Well, in the last half hour, it has virtually filled to the brim. There are some seats way left, way right, across the way on the Marion Pleasant side. Versailles section behind us is filling up rapidly. Again, I see a few seats up in the corners. Marion Pleasant with a big cheering section down to her left. Versailles Tigers, a big cheering section to her right. Those are students on each end of the floor. And I'm trying to get the attention of the Tiger mascot. He looks like the Jackson Center Tiger. How about that? The Tigers get a real treat this year. Jackson Center Tigers, Girls Division IV Regional Championship tonight. And the Versailles Tigers, Girls Division III Regional Championship game here this afternoon.
Well, in China, I think it's the year of the Tigers. So I think that's I just made that up. I have no idea.
We've got Fort Loramie Jackson Center tonight, Girls Division IV Regional Title Game from Vandalia Butler. Tip-off this evening is at 7:30. We're on the web at 7:10 with all the action for you. And don't forget, next Tuesday, we are at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena, 5:30 tip, webcast time 5:10. Jackson Center boys against Southeastern. If the Tigers win that game at 5:30, we'll have coverage of the second game of that twin bill for you between Lima Perry and Yellow Springs. And we watched Lima Perry in action last night, Chuck, against St. Henry. We carried that game from Wapakoneta on scoresbroadcast.com. And Lima Perry was extremely impressive.
I'm looking forward to watching that second game on Tuesday night between Yellow Springs and Lima Perry. I think that could be a bunch of athletes playing some basketball.
Yeah, Jackson Center's got to win that first game in order for us to carry the night game.
Right, but I'm going to stay and watch it anyway. Yeah. But I hope we're doing it because I certainly want the Tigers to win.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here today for this game between Versailles and Marion Pleasant. American Architectural Glass, new location, now in Fort Loramie on Elm Street. AAG Inc., owned by Jason Meyer of Fort Loramie. Formerly AAG Inc. was in Clayton. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. Local Equipment in Jackson Center. Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney and in Troy.
U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. The lineups are next on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
The starting lineups for both clubs being introduced now to an excellent crowd at Springfield High School. Cammy McElnowney, 5'6", sophomore guard, nearly 12 points a game, 4 for Sales. Camille Watson at a guard, 5'5", junior. Kristen Langston, a 5'5", senior guard. That's the trio of perimeter players, 4 for Sales. Up front, Danielle Winter, nearly 12 points a game, 6'2", a sophomore. And Lauren Monin, 5'8", a senior, just over 13 points per outing. Head coach Jackie Stonebreaker, who has earned two state championships guiding the Tigers, while she has been the mentor of this program. Marion Pleasant, opening five. Anna Peltier at guard, 5'8", and a senior. She is joined by Summer Blevins, 14 points a game, a junior, 5'11" tall. Cameron Kimmel, 9 points a game, a senior at 5'7". Carmen Linder, a senior post player, 5'11" tall. And Jaden Mock, 9 points a game, a senior guard at 5'7". The head coach for Marion Pleasant, Nate Dendinger, in his ninth year running the program at Marion Pleasant. This is his best team, he told me about an hour before the game. He has not had a club even close to this one in terms of athleticism, quickness, aggressiveness, and shooting talent.
Well, they're going to need it today. I mean, they look like an athletic team. I was watching them warm up. Yeah, they've certainly got some skills.
And Marion Pleasant's in the home white. Blue numbers outlined in red. School colors are navy blue and crimson. White shorts, top and bottom. Versailles, the road, black. White numerals trimmed in orange. Orange piping down the sides of the shorts. Marion Pleasant in fluorescent red and orange tennies. And Versailles attired in black ones. Opening tip to start the game, won by Marion Pleasant. Moving from left to right on your phone or computer screen as you imagine things here today at Springfield. Pleasant's got the ball, top of the circle. Blevin squares up, foul line, runs right into Danielle Winter, throws up an errant shot from 14 feet, and the Tigers come away with the ball. Outstanding D by Versailles on Marion Pleasant's first possession. Blevins had nowhere to go, and a good switch off. Winter handling her nicely. Quick three-pointer, Versailles, left flank, a long one. It is no good by Candy McElnowney. Loose ball rebound on the deck, picked off by Marion Pleasant. Long lead out down the floor. A shot fake in the lane. A main field goal to wipe it out. Traveling on Hannah Peltier and Marion Pleasant.
Well, she saw Danielle Winter, the 6'2 sophomore down there, and she shuffled her feet.
Already Danielle Winter at 6'2, as you noted, Chuck, making a mark on this game in the first 50 seconds. Right wing, McElnowney for Versailles. Sees an opening, drives into the lane. Good bounce pass. Baseline left to Monin. 10-footer. Bingo. Lauren Monin. Bullseye on the first shot for her. 2-0 Versailles leads. That dribble drive action by Versailles made that open look develop. Here's Marion Pleasant, 30 feet from the rim. It's Kimmel. Kimmel into the left corner, hands off to Peltier. She shoots a three-point bomb and buries it. 3-2, Marion Pleasant. Versailles, long pass down the floor to Monin, broken up by Blevins, but Versailles gets it back. Top of the circle, it is Camille Watrin. 30 feet away, Langston veers off into the corner. Back out high to Watrin. Watrin on the dribble. She works against Mock. Into the lane to Winner. Winner with a left-handed hook shot. It is off to the right, no good. Rebound, Marion Pleasant. Intercepted pass by Versailles. A quick two-point jumper is in. Kristen Langston threw in the shot. My mistake, it was McElhaney, Chuck?
Yes. Yep.
Cammy McElhaney with the two-pointer. She's got one, so does Lauren Monin. 4-3 in favor of Versailles. Collision out at the top of the circle while Marion Pleasant is attacking, and it goes against the Tigers. Occasionally, for Cammy McElhaney and Camille Watrin and even Kristen Langston, the hair gets in the way. You can't see the numbers.
The ponytails from behind, they all look the same.
Yep. 5-6, 5-5, 5-5. Here is Marion Pleasant on the arc, throwing to the post. And it's Carmen Linder attempting to back down Danielle Winner. But she shuffles her feet from side to side to gain position. That's the second travel violation on Marion Pleasant.
Well, they've had four possessions, and they've had one shot and three turnovers.
Here's Monin, left corner for Versailles. Gives it up out back to Kristen Langston. Right side pass to Watson. Open player, Monin down low. Peeled off the screen. Caught it and laid it in. Lauren Monin off to a hot start. 6-3 Versailles. 5:20 left here in the first quarter. Dribbling, Mock, 30 feet away from Marion Pleasant. On the arc to Kimmel. Kimmel, left-hand dribble, pulls up, foul line extended. Bounce pass, back out 30 feet away to Blevins. Blevins being harassed by Watrin. Blevins tries to throw down inside for the cutter. It's knocked away by Versailles. Goes out of bounds in the corner. Fine defense here over the first 3 minutes plus by the team in black, the Versailles Tigers. 6-3, Versailles leads, 4:59 to go, opening quarter. Inbounding in the left part of the floor, Ashley Anderson, 5'4", sophomore guard, in off the bench. Gives it up to Mock. Back outside to Anderson. Anderson on the dribble. Loops the ball into the post to Blevins. Shovels roll to right to Linder. What a pass.
Wow.
Oh, the finish. My goodness, what a pass. Real quick shovel pass by Marion Pleasant was a beauty. It paid off for 2 points. And then Versailles hustles down the floor to Jiffy. Hard driving layup by Watson in a cloud. No good. Rebounded by Marion Pleasant. 6-5 Tigers. 4:21 to go here in the first half. Or I should say the first quarter of this game. 30 feet out. Cameron Kimmel's got it for Marion Pleasant. Tries to size up the Versailles defense. Bounce pass baseline right. Ducking under is the shooter, Peltier, and the ball's blocked off the side of the backboard by Versailles. A good swat away by Winner. Danielle Winner, known for her blocking ability. She gets 4 or 5 a game. Ball lobbed in bounds to Blevins in the lane. Shovels on the arc to Mock, the three-point gunner. Too long, no good. Over the shoulder, rebounding foul against Marion Pleasant's Hannah Peltier. 4 minutes even to go in the first quarter. 6-5 in favor of Versailles, which Chuck has looked pretty good defensively so far.
Yeah, they have. They're doing a nice job.
Tigers bring it up the floor. Marion Pleasant, no pressure. Walking it forward is McElhaney. Near side pass to Ellen Peters. In off the bench. Left corner, Lauren Monin. Left open. And she cans another one. Lauren's longest shot of the game. She has blitzed Marion Pleasant with 3 fielders so far. That went about as long a deuce as you could try. An 18-and-a-half footer, and she knocked it home. 8-5 Tigers. 3.5 to go, first quarter. Outside the foul lane on the left. Here's a jump shot bumped up there by Peltier. Marion Pleasant, short, no good. She was challenged. Rebound down to Versailles. Here come the Tigers. McElhinney on the arc. Straightaway Langston. Inside to Danielle Winter. Hook shot is good! Danielle Winter pulling through the paint. Caught the entry from Watrin. Winter went to work. Spun and buried the shot off the glass with the left. 10-5 Versailles. 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Marion Pleasant having trouble dribbling out high. It's Kimmel. Kimmel gives it up to Peltier. Left wing it goes to Kimmel again. Kimmel straight away. Check the McElhinney. Coming out to get it, Blevins. Blevins has played out on the perimeter mostly so far. Here's a dribble drive into the lane. Kimmel, soft one-hander, a leaner, way short, hit nothing. Rebound taken out of the air by Langston of Versailles. Down the floor to Ellen Peters, 5'8 sophomore. Baseline Monum, inside the Winter. Winter lays it in. Winter lays it in. Oh, tremendous penetration by Versailles. And the Tigers have ripped Marion Pleasant the first 5.5 minutes. Outstanding offense, superb defense. Versailles up 7 late in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
It has been a precision-like offense for Versailles through the first 5.5 minutes of this game. 2:21 to go in the first quarter. Versailles has opened up a 12-5 lead. Here's a drive by Marion Pleasant. And steering her way into the paint, Kimmel loops it up from 10 feet. No good. Rebound Versailles. Fast breaking. Monin down the floor in the left corner. Throws it on the arc to McElhinney. Cross-court player Peters shoots an 8-foot banker. No good. Rebound taken off by Marion Pleasant. Down the floor, Linder. Linder gives it up to teammate Cameron Kimmel at the timeline. Harassing defense from McElhinney. Ball lobbed to Blevins, top of the circle. Fires left corner to teammate Hannah Peltier. Throws it away, out of bounds.
They are, I don't know what offense they're attempting to run, but whatever it is, they are incredibly out of sync right now.
Yep, Summer Blevins, nearly 15 points a game. 5'11 junior star for Marion Pleasant is at the foul line at this end on defense with her hands on her knees. She looks a little tired early. 30 feet out, Versailles has the ball. It is Camille Watson down inside to the cutter through the lane. Monin caught it, flipped it up on the run. No good, but she's hacked on the arm.
Well, they have no answer for Monin and or Winter right now for sure.
Versailles' offense, Chuck, is just cutting Marion Pleasant up right now. Free throw, Lauren Monin, right on target. 1:23 to go in the first quarter, 13-5 Versailles. Here's the second free throw by Monin. On the way, rolling around and bouncing in. And the Versailles Tigers are up by a 14-5 count as we near the one-minute mark of the first quarter. Marion Pleasant walloped Bethel Tate, an easy win by 28 points in its regional semifinal. 30 feet out with the ball is Kimmel. Kimmel throws to Blevins, head of the key for Marion Pleasant, puts it on the deck, drives down the lane, off-balance shot, hits the front rim, climbs over, and goes in. Awkward-looking maneuver, but she made it pay off for her. Two-point basket for Blevins and Marion Pleasant. 14-7, Tigers lead. 48 seconds to go, first quarter. Here is a ball knocked out of bounds right in front of the Pleasant bench by Kimmel. And Versailles will throw it back in. Seeing early action off the bench for Versailles is 5'8 sophomore Ellen Peters. Tigers to inbound. right in front of the home team's bench, corner of the floor. Here's a one pass into the post by Versailles, dropped, picked up though by the Tigers. Claire Schmidtmeyer in off the bench, a 5'7 junior. She tracked it down and then threw it back out to Watcher. Let's see if Versailles has enough patience to play for one. If they'll see an opening, they might go for two right away. 25 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Ball lobbed down low on the right to Watkin. Watkin has it swatted. She was in among the trees, taken away by Marion Pleasant. 15 seconds to go in the period. Driving hard down the lane goes Kimmel. Kimmel off the teammate Linder for the layup. 9 seconds to go in the quarter. Marion Pleasant's hit two buckets in a row. Four remaining. Dribbling is Watkin. Here's a drive. McIldowney on the dead run to Langston. No good off the backboard as the first quarter closes. Versailles led 14-5. Pleasant got the last two field goals. We've played a period. 14-9 Tigers on scoresbroadcast.com.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near, we're Car Star. Relax,
we'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
We start the second quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com. Versailles leading Marion Pleasant 14-9 in this girls Division III regional title game at Springfield. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Tigers have the ball to our left. McIldowney and Watrin throw it around. Ball entered into the lane. Intended on the play for Danielle Winter. Poked away by Marion Pleasant. Here's a big-time wrestling match for the ball, and the arrow will favor Marion Pleasant. Holloway Sportswear, celebrating 70 years of business, located in Sydney and Shelby County since 1946. Holloway is the nationally recognized apparel brand specializing in team sports. Holloway recognizes the importance team sports play in building a strong community and is proud to be a part of that journey thanks to Holloway Sportswear. On the web with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. Holloway on the web with Scores since 2009. We appreciate it so much. First 30 seconds, second quarter of the game. Kimball lobs that inside for Blevins. Easy pickoff by Danielle Winter. Winter up the floor to a teammate for Versailles. Intended on the play for Watkin. Knocked free by Marion Pleasant. And then the white shirts heave a long pass down the court. Winter spikes it out of bounds. It'll be thrown in by Marion Pleasant. And it's half of the floor. And a wild sequence of passes that time, Chuck.
Well, Danielle Winter went down hard. She got thumped and there was no call.
7:06 to go, first quarter, 14-9 in favor of Versailles. I should say second quarter. That was our tally at the end of one, 14-9. Nobody scored yet in the second. Here's a pass by Blevins, low on the left. She throws it over her head, behind her back to Linder, who catches on the block. She missed it. She's fouled, and she's got two. We heard that Blevins has a reputation for these no-look passes, and we saw one right there, and it was completed to Linder. It fooled everybody. She missed the shot but was fouled. Free throw is long, no good. Linder for Marion Pleasant. 5'11 senior. Shooting into the Versailles student cheering section and blew them both. Neither one was close. 14-9, Tigers still lead. Versailles into the half court. Ball thrown outside the arc, near wing to Langston. Intended for Winter in the middle. She's doubled. It's knocked away by Marion Pleasant. And we've got a jump, a scrum for it. Tigers will keep it. But Chuck, the last few trips down the floor for Sales has had difficulty entering to Daniel Winter. Marion Pleasant has picked up on that
right
in the first 9 minutes of this game.
Well, they've adjusted, because if they didn't, they could go warm up the bus.
Here's Winter, baseline left, double teamed. Feeds to McElDowney, who drives below the backboard. Shot partially blocked, taken away by Marion Pleasant, but a travel violation. Marion Pleasant does have a tendency, Chuck, by two or three players to take steps before getting the ball on the floor. They don't bounce it soon enough. They get off and running down the hardwood.
Well, she was in trouble on the rebound that time.
Uh-oh, here's a good inside play on the inbounds pass. Winter, point-blank range, no good, though. Long rebound, Marion Pleasant, way down the floor, intended for Kimmel, busted up by Versailles, and then Marion Pleasant's Peltier touches last, and it goes out of bounds. Well, we've had frenzied play here in the second quarter. It's been a track meet up and down the floor, some wild hoists and hurls. The passing has not been good. Nobody's tallied a point. Versailles still up 5, 14-9. Here's a little pick and roll, baseline left for Lauren Monin. She's double teamed, tries to extricate herself from trouble, and she walked with the basketball.
It's gotten a little sloppy now, but I think the defenses are getting a little more intense, and that's creating some of this.
Exactly right. I think the defenses have made their move. They have seen what each club's offense is all about. And you're right, modifications have been made at the defensive ends of the floor. 5:50 to go here in the first half. Here's Blevins, far left side, little casual with the ball. Almost dropped it out of bounds. Then threw it cross court to Cameron Kimmel. Kimmel ahead of the key. Blevins being guarded by a shorter outside player for the Sales. Look out! A long three-pointer by Cameron Kimmel. A 23-footer. It went as high as it did long, Chuck, and it swished. 14-12 now.
Well, that was deep.
Seven straight points by Marion Pleasant, down only two. Here's Monin, top of the key on the bounce. Lauren dribbling between the rings. Right side pass goes to Cameron Watrick. She veers off into the corner. Shut down there. Needs help. Teammates got to come to her. Ball dealt to McElDowney, a baseline 15-footer. Hit the flange, no good. Rebound swatted, punched out of bounds by Langston. Momentum in this game has shifted.
It has. Versailles cannot get the ball inside now, and they've taken a couple of really not real good shots out of the offense the last two times.
It is 14-12. Versailles still up by two, but the Tigers have not scored in the last 4 minutes. 5 minutes left until halftime. Marion Pleasant, a chance to tie or take the lead. Into the forecourt, Cameron Kimmel, who just came off a long triple. Now to Blevins, 30 feet out. Blevins on the handoff to Mock. Deep left corner, Kimmel goes baseline, running one-hander with the left. It's good. Wow.
Right there. She went over top of Winter with her left hand.
Nifty looking play by Kimmel to tie it at 14. And then a blocking foul by Marion Pleasant outside the top of the circle. As Kimmel tried to go down and set up shop on defense, but she was moving. Good call by the referee. We're tied up at 14. Marion Pleasant has really sparkled in the last few minutes. Versailles Tigers scoreless now in 4.5. Ball inbounded for Winter. Hit the side of the backboard. And we've got a tie-up. Two players muscling for it. And it is ruled a jump. And
you got a foul.
Ooh. They sure did. I thought it was ruled a tie-up. But instead, Peters for Versailles. Ellen in off the bench picked up the personal foul. I thought she got a mitt on the leather and earned a jump. But the official says no. Foul called. Marion Pleasant ball. Kimball down the floor behind the back. Feeds a teammate, Peltier, who missed the three-pointer off the heel. Rebound, Karams out of bounds in the corner. We're stuck at 14 all. 4:21 to go. Marion Pleasant has changed up on defense and thwarted Versailles now over nearly a five-minute period. Tigers without 8 points. Here's Winter, foul line extended right, ball high overhead. Now to Lauren Monin, foul line extended left. Catching is Peters, 21 feet away. Near side pass, goes on the play to a teammate who fakes left, goes right. Walking violation on Claire Schmidtmeyer. That Marion Pleasant has swung the pendulum its way here in the last several minutes. Tie game at 14. 9 points in succession by Marion Pleasant. Here comes Marion Pleasant to the high post. It is Linder at 5'11", flips it back out on the arc to Peltier, now to Kimmel straight away. They spread the floor. Kimmel darts down the left side of the lane, running left-hander off the side of the backboard, but she's nicked on the arm. Foul against Versailles. Two free throws here for Kimmel of Marion Pleasant. 9 points a game for Cameron Kimmel, 5'7" senior. And she is extremely talented, highly athletic.
She's very active in this game offensively right now, that's for sure.
For the lead, Kimmel shoots. No good. It clanged off the rim to the right. And Marion Pleasant's form so far, Chuck, shooting free throws, has not been real good.
0-for-3.
Second shot here by Kimmel. Game tied at 14. 3 minutes, 42 seconds to go in the first half. Two bounces. She shoots into the Tiger cheering section of students and connects on this one. And Marion Pleasant's got its first lead of this game at 15-14.
Is that a 10-point run? Is that what that was? Was it 14-5?
Yep.
Yeah.
It made 9 in a row. That free throw makes it 10 straight. Here's a baseline drive by Peters of Versailles. Shot swatted. Taken away by Blevins. Outlet to Kimmel. Running, driving to the rim. Left-handed, no good. Rebounding foul. Collision on the play. Let's see what's been called. Is it on Peters of Versailles, or does it go against Blevins of Marion Pleasant? And it's on the Tigers. A black shirt commits the foul. And the Versailles crowd does not like it one bit, and neither does the Tiger mascot. Ball lobbed into the lane to Blevins. Blevins tries to make a no-look pass, and it's a poor one. Intercepted by Versailles. A tie-up results, and Marion Pleasant will keep it.
She needs to shoot that.
Yeah, that was a strange sequence. The ball was lobbed inbounds by Marion Pleasant to Blevins, the Pleasant star, right in front of the basket. She had a 3-foot drop shot, and she tried to pass it to a teammate 4 feet from the rim. Versailles tied it up. Still Marion Pleasant ball. Deep corner three by Kimmel. 24-footer. She shot at 26. Long rebound there to Linder, and Linder shoved. Now Marion Pleasant now owning the backboards. 3:08 to go in the second quarter. Versailles without a point in the second quarter. The Tigers have been blanked. Kimmel to inbound, left of the rim, to Mock in the left corner. Mock hangs on, heaves it back out to Kimmel, 40 feet from the rim. 3 minutes to go till halftime. 15-14, Marion Pleasant. Kimmel dribbles, feeds Mock left side, foul line extended left now. On top to Leah Manasi, who's in now, off the bench, a 5'5 sophomore. Mock baseline left, hurls it cross court to Manasi, who fakes left, goes right. Inside pass attempt, intercepted, stolen by Versailles. Watron gave it up in backcourt to McElnowney. Head of the key. Right wing it goes to Schmidtmeyer. Claire baseline. Good drive. Up and off the iron, but a foul. Oh, Claire would love to have that one back. She'll drain that shot more often than not, but she's at the free throw line with two coming. 15-14, Marion Pleasant. 2:28 to go, first half.
That was an excellent ball fake, and then she got to the rim, just rolled it off the front.
Here is Schmidtmeyer shooting two. The first one short, no good. Blevins, who had a brief respite for Marion Pleasant, is back on the floor.
She went down hard down there. She was rubbing her hip. I think she banged it on that collision down there.
And she's got a noticeable limp as she re-enters the game. Second free throw, Schmidtmeyer is popped up and in. And the game has been retied at 15. Marion Pleasant to midcourt, it's Kimmel. Kimmel picked up by McElnowney. The ball thrown left corner to Mock. Mock on the bounce out front. Mock drives down the left side of the lane. Running shot, left hand, it danced off the iron. No good, rebound for Sales. Oh, we got an elbow in backcourt. Yep, Blevins hit a Versailles Tiger in the face. First foul on Blevins of Marion Pleasant. 15-15 tie. 2:05 to go here in the first half. Marion Pleasant, Chuck, very athletic. It's a team that wants to drive the basketball to the hoop in the offensive end.
They look tired, though. I mean, they look more tired than Versailles does.
Blevins especially. Yep, she's been bending over at the waist two or three times here in the first half. Dribble drive outside the lane on the left over Sales as Peters. Peters pulls up, gives up a play to Lauren Modden, and Modden sinks a 14-footer.
Boy.
Brilliant first half for Lauren.
She did a great job of shaking bake in the lane.
17-15, Tigers back up at two. Here's Kimmel, a lot of dribbling, almost lost it for Marion Pleasant. Leaves it for Blevins in the lane. She goes toward the cup. Good defense by Versailles, but a foul as the Tigers got a little too aggressive as Blevins went up in the paint for the short jumper. Marion Pleasant does not get the ball to Blevins frequently at the offensive end.
Not where she's in a scoring position, no.
Free throw by Blevins is no good. 17-15, Versailles up two. Versailles has outshot Marion Pleasant at the charity stripe. Free throw, Blevins, good. 17-16, Versailles up a point. And Blevins has been in and out of the game twice in the last 2 minutes. She sits once more. Versailles up one, 1:20 left to go in the second quarter. It has not been a productive second period offensively for Versailles. Yet the Tigers still lead by a point, having built a 9-point cushion early, 14-5. Here's a drive down the lane by McElnowney of Versailles. Flipped it toward the rim from her knees with the left hand. It caromed off the glass, a tie up on the rebound, and Versailles will retain the ball with 1:09 to go in the second quarter. Baseline, right of the basket, Watrin to enter. For Versailles, looking low on the left to Modden. Shot fake, half hook in the lane. Oh, she was batted on the right arm. The ball went out of bounds. Shot was way short, hit the end line. They give it to Marion Pleasant. Wow, Lauren Modden should have been shooting two free throws.
She got hammered.
Very visible to us here at side court. Here comes Marion Pleasant, 1 minute to go in the first half. 1-point lead Versailles. Dribbling hard into the right corner goes Menace. Menace back out to Kimmel behind the back through the lane. Down the middle. Heaved it off the backboard. No chance to make it. Great move to get there. Didn't finish. Rebound Versailles. Foul Marion Pleasant. 5 on Marion Pleasant. 7 on Versailles. 49.7 to go here in the first half. So many thanks to new underwriting sponsors here on ScorersBroadcast.com. Sydney Car Care, 4th Avenue in Sydney, between the drive-in theater and the hospital. Drop in and tell Todd Brown and Corey Shreves at Sydney Car Care. You heard all about them on ScorersBroadcast.com. Affordably priced and very honest with you about what your car needs to be fixed. Sydney Car Care in Sydney. Versailles with 35 seconds left in the second quarter. Shoots a three from the left wing. Deflected. The shot by Watson wouldn't go. Rebound weak side. McElnowney no good. Rebound of Marion Pleasant. Long throw to Blevins. Blevins pulls down the floor. Goes into the paint and banks one down and in. Strong maneuver by Blevins as she leaked out down the court. 1-point lead Marion Pleasant. Modern high post for Versailles. 12 seconds to go, second quarter. 18-17, Marion Pleasant. Between the rings now, it is McElnowney. Fakes right, goes left. Defensive foul committed by Marion Pleasant. Unfortunately for the Tigers, I don't think it's a 1-1. Yes, it is.
That was a 7th pick.
That's a break for Versailles, which will shoot a chance for the lead with 4.8 to go in the second quarter. McElnowney toes the free throw line for the Tigers. It is on its way. Swish, she's got it. Huge shot right there. 18-18 tie. Just under 5 seconds to play in the second quarter. Second free throw for McElnowney. This for the lead for Versailles. Three quick dribbles up and good. 19-18 Versailles. And here comes Marion Pleasant. Three passes in backcourt. They won't get it to the timeline. and it's thrown out of bounds as the first half ends. That was a poorly designed final 4.8 seconds. Well, the Versailles Tigers withstood a flurry by Marion Pleasant, overlapping the first and second quarters. Versailles was up 14-5, gave up 10 points in a row, but Versailles still leads now at the halftime break, 19-18 over Marion Pleasant here at intermission. So many thanks to a pair of new underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. The Francis Schulze Company, located in Rushi, and Superior Aluminum in Rushi as well. Because of Francis Schulze and because of Superior Aluminum in Rushi, these two businesses and other strong and healthy employers in the area make Rushi and surrounding communities a top choice in which to live, to work, to raise families, and to receive a quality, well-rounded education. The Francis Schulze Company in Rushi and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, both proudly supporting the region's high school academic and athletic programs, which are also promoted by ScoresBroadcast.com. Francis Schulze on the web at FrancisSchulze.com. That's S-C-H-U-L-Z-E.com. And SuperiorAluminum.com. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. 19-18, Tigers up one. Chuck, how did they get it done?
Well, rebounding, 9-8 advantage for Marion Pleasant. Each team has one offensive rebound. Turnovers, Marion Pleasant turned it 8 times in the first half. The Tigers turned it 6. Versailles has an advantage at the free throw line. They both went 6 times. Versailles made 5. Marion Pleasant only made 2. Individual scoring, Kimmel has 8 for Marion Pleasant. They got 5 from Blevins, 3 from Peltier, and 2 from Linder. They scored 9 in each quarter. They have 18 at the half. Versailles led by Lauren Bonner with 10. They got 4 each from McElDowney and Winter, a free throw from Schmidtmeyer. They scored 14, only 5 in the second quarter, but they still have the 19-18 lead.
And Lauren Monin has been really sharp. She has got 4 field goals. She's missed only 2 shots. One of those she was hacked on and wasn't called.
Yeah, she was hammered on the one they didn't.
But she has sparkled here in the first half for Versailles. Marion Pleasant, I really like this Kimmel out front, Chuck. She's got a lot of speed, and she's very adept with either hand, the left or the right.
She is. She's a little out of control, but I think that's kind of how she plays. So, but she's been very active, and she's really kind of been the offense for Marion Pleasant in the first half.
A nice job by Versailles on Summer Blevins, leading scorer for Marion Pleasant, nearly 15 points a game. She has been limited to 5. She got her second goal very late in that second quarter. Good D for the Tigers. Credit to Marion Pleasant for adjusting its defense to slow down Versailles, which got off to a red hot start in the game's first 4 minutes. Well, that's our halftime report brought to you here on ScoresBroadcast.com by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Tigers by 1. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee, cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. 19-18, 1-point lead for Versailles over Marion Pleasant. in this Division III Girls Regional Championship game. The winner advances to the state Final Four, and in a state semifinal will meet the Gilmore Academy Doylestown Chippewa winner. That's another regional championship contest going on today. The winner of that game plays the winner of this game next Thursday at 1 in Columbus in a girls' Division III state semifinal. Goffney Furniture on the web with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney, located at 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. Extremely high-quality furniture always at Goffney Furniture. And it's priced just right, too. And check out the website for even more savings. Take advantage of a $25 off coupon at the Goffney website, goffneyfurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Extremely high-quality furniture to meet your budget. Check out Goffney for dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, underwritten as always by Local Equipment and Jackson Center, which wants us to promote student academic success here on scoresbroadcast.com. And come tournament time, we do just that by touting the seniors. In this case, the Versailles Tigers. We say hello to 12th graders on this roster. There are five in all. Outstanding student-athletes, fine basketball players on the floor. Kristen Langston, Logan Shemp, Haley Winner, Lauren Monin, Emily Marshall, seniors for head coach Jackie Stonebreaker. Outstanding students as we continue to promote student academic success. Thanks to Local Equipment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambaugh Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Chet McPhee back here at Springfield High School, the scene of today's Girls Division III Regional Championship game between Versailles and Marion Pleasant. 19-18, Tigers up one. We are a moment away from the start of the third quarter. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, owned by Adam Rice, reaches out to assist small businesses. High-tech computer solutions presented by Adam Rice at Adams Tech Solutions, including PC and network repair, remote management, upgrades, custom builds, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more. And Adams Tech Solutions repairs mobile devices, phones, handhelds, iPods, iPads. High-quality computer service on time. Adam Rice, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Phone him at 937-538-6948. That's 538-6948. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Here we go, Chuck. Third quarter, Marion Pleasant ball to start. 1-point lead for Versailles.
Well, the beginning of the third quarter in a close game like this is always the time where one team has a chance to get an advantage. We'll see if that happens.
Marion Pleasant with the ball to our left. It's Mock, top of the circle to Kimmel. Kimmel's been impressive so far. Gives it up near wing to Peltier. Peltier looks for Blevins, flashing through the post. She catches at the foul line and then dribbles back out toward center court. Hands off to Kimmel. Kimmel twisting, turning, foul line jumper. Off to the right, no good. Rebound Lauren Monin for Versailles. Lauren in backcourt. Up the floor to Watrin. Watrin left side to Cammy McElDowney, the five who started the game on the floor right now for Versailles. Here's a drive. McElDowney right down the right side of the paint. Looped it up. It danced off the iron. In and out, no good. Tie up on the rebound. And Versailles will get it. Let's see what the Tigers can create here, Chuck, on the inbounds pass. Left of the rim, playmaker Camille Watrin. Lob, foul line, McElDowney. Right corner, winner. Winner to Watrin, 25 feet away. Circles at the arc, doesn't shoot. Inside to winner. Little left-handed turnaround. No, off to the left. Rebound, Marion Pleasant. Long heave down the floor to Peltier. 1-point lead, Tigers. Peltier is doubled, and she walked. Good defense by Versailles to force the turnover. Boy, that's the advantage of the side of the floor sometimes, Chuck. If you can pin an offensive player there, get some help defense. Two players, the out-of-bounds line, make it tough for the offensive person to get help and find an open teammate. And in her anxiety to get rid of the ball, Peltier shuffled her feet. Here's a cross-court pass to Winter for the Tigers outside the lane on the right. Top of the circle. It goes on the play to Watrin right down the middle of the floor. Banked it. No good. Rebound for Sales. Clearly a foul over the back on the tall 5'11 senior, Carmen Linder of Marion Pleasant. We will keep track of fouls closely. The team that gets to the bonus quicker here in the second half should have an advantage down the stretch in a tight game. Watrin inbounds in the lane to Winter. Open look, 12-footer off the back iron, no good. Rebound Blevins, knocked away. Monin, foul on Lauren. 6:27 to go in the third quarter. Well, we saw some offense, Chuck, in the first 3 to 4 minutes of this game. It's turned into a defensive tussle.
Yeah, each team had a good run, and now it is a chore to try to get a good shot.
Now Versailles has six defenders in backcourt. Ball is being walked ahead now. Or I should say the Tigers had three defenders in back.
That's cheating
right
there.
Three defenders in backcourt, six players in all. Marion Pleasant beats the pressure, brings it up to the right wing. It goes to Hannah Peltier. Near side to Cameron Kimmel. She jacks a long three. Wow, it's good! A 24-footer. It was as high up in the air as it was long distance. 21-19, Marion Pleasant by two. Biggest lead for the White Shirts. Outside the arc on the left, it is Watrin for Versailles. Now to Winter. Winter, high post right. Here's a three-point shot. Watrin off the back iron, no good. Rebound pinballed. Linder's got it for Marion Pleasant. Long lead out to Blevins. Blevins with a strange behind-the-back pass, and it's intercepted easily by Versailles. Up the floor quickly to Langston. She's elbowed. I'm telling you what, Chuck, this summer Blevins has got talent, but she's made some silly, foolish mistakes in this game.
There are times where a no-look pass is good, but I think solid, fundamental passes are probably better for the most part.
5:28 to go here in the third quarter. Versailles now down two.
on the arc. It's Langston, right corner winner. Ball high overhead. Feeds top of the circle. Watrin. Now to McElnatty. Tigers need to make a few jump shots. Into the lane, winner. Back to the basket. Tries to hit a teammate. But Danielle, in maneuvering for position, lifted both feet ever so slightly. And she is called for a violation.
Yeah, Versailles hadn't made it. They've taken like five or six threes. Haven't made any.
And the Versailles Tigers had 14 points with a minute to go in the first quarter. And since, in the last 12 minutes of this game, only five. Here's a dribble drive across the lane by Mock. She missed it. No good. Deflected. Rebound. Blevins tried to shoot it straight over the top of her head with her back facing the basket. Had no chance to make it, but did receive some contact, drew a foul, and she's got two.
That's three fouls on Winter.
And that hurts. Danielle Winter's got three. Blevin sinks the free throw, and Marion Pleasant is ahead by three now, 22-19. And Danielle Winter's got to sit for a while. Carmen Linder is 5'11". Summer Blevins, I've seen her listed at 5'10 and 6 feet. We'll call her 5'11". A couple of tall players for Marion Pleasant. Both free throws by Blevins are swished. And now Versailles is in a hole.
Well, Linder was every bit as tall as Winter.
Yeah, you're right. That puts her over 6 feet for sure. 4:30 left to go here in the third quarter. Versailles behind by four. McElnatty pick and roll with a teammate. A driving layup is good. Claire Schmidtmeyer with a big field goal. McElnatty, fine pass. 23-21. Here is a dribble drive by Kimmel for Marion Pleasant. Out of control. Runs into a Tiger. Defensive foul. She was not set. It's on Munnen. And that's what, at least two on her, Chuck.
Let's see. Schmidtmeyer, and that's her third.
It was not on Lauren Munnen. It was on Claire Schmidtmeyer. 22, and that's number three. Foul shot by Kimmel. Nestles down through the twine. It's in. 24-21. Marion Pleasant up three. 4:22 to go here in the third quarter. Second shot on the way. Front rim, backboard, good. 25-21, Marion Pleasant before. Most impressive player for Marion Pleasant, without question, has been Kimmel.
Yes, he's been incredibly active offensively.
Here's Watson for Versailles, near side to Langston. The three perimeter guards for Versailles. McElnatty 5'6", Watson 5'5", Langston 5'5". A sophomore, a junior, and a senior. And Versailles has the ball right in front of the Tiger bench. A little thwarted now, but Pleasant's defense. Head coach Jackie Stonebreaker gets a timeout. Four to play in the third. Versailles down four on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Piqua, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
4 minutes even to go in the third quarter. Half of this period gone. Versailles was up one at the half. Now the Tigers are down four. Marion Pleasant's outscored Versailles by five at the outset of the second half. Danielle Winter still on the bench. Three fouls for Versailles. Outside the arc, near wing, it's Langston. Langston gives it up in the right corner to teammate Lauren Munnen, who starts to drive. She's hipped on the play by Marion Pleasant.
Well, Mock wasn't set, and then when she started to go around, around the baseline, she just gave her a forearm shiver.
Watrin inbounding, baseline right of the rim.
Tigers a little smallish on the floor right now. It goes baseline left to Monin. Open Jay from 10. No good. Rebound slapped up there. Missed. Here's Marion Pleasant leaking out the other way. Driving layup is good. Peltier got the 2 points.
Yeah, Blevins was a great outlet pass he just threw.
That two guards for Versailles crashed the glass on that missed shot by Monin. And it's now a 27-21 game in favor of Marion Pleasant. Deep in the left side of the floor, Monin hits a cutter. McEldown ahead of the key. She angles left. Goes around Blevins underneath the basket. Lays it in. Oh, what a great drive by Candy McEldown. Leaking the other way again is Mock. Long pass. Marion Pleasant broken up by Versailles. Well, Marion Pleasant's cherry picking a little bit right now.
Blevins reminds me of Bill Walton, boy, the way she outlet passes.
27-23 in favor of Marion Pleasant. Tigers had gone down six at 27-21 with 3:10 to play in the third. That was a big bucket by McEldowney. Got it to four. Right wing jump shot. Marion Pleasant way short. Kimmel couldn't find the range. It was a three-pointer. Hit the rim. Bounced on the play to McEldowney. Up the floor to Monin. Lawrence got it 30 feet out. Spin move at the elbow. Dropped the ball in the paint, picked up by Kimmel. Kimmel lobbing to Peltier, one-on-one. Broken up by Peters. To Peters, grabbed her on the arm. Ellen Peters did a nice job to get back, hustled to pull even with Peltier, and then got tied up with her arm. Rule of foul. Two free throws, Peltier, who was in the act. First shot by her, good. 28-23, Marion Pleasant by five.
Yeah, they're starting to make free throws now. They've hit five in a row.
Yep, slow start by Pleasant at the free throw line, but hot now. That one by Peltier, a lot of rim and backboard. It's in, though, and Marion Pleasant's out in front by six once more. 29-23, 2.5 to go in the third quarter. Big sequence of plays here for Versailles. Left wing, ball delivered on the play to Peters. Danielle Winter back on the court. Ball pitched top of the circle to Cammie Ording, who's in. Cammie's made some big three-pointers in the tournament so far. Bounce pass cross-court to Cammie. It goes behind her out of bounds. Edward Sales needs some stops, and the Lady Tigers have got to find some offense. 2 minutes, 15 seconds to go in the third quarter. Marion Pleasant has really turned it up a notch since very late in the first quarter. Pleasant's outplayed Versailles since that point in time. Tigers had the best of this game by far in the first 7 minutes. Marion Pleasant up six, 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Blevins 30 feet away, goes Kimmel, baseline left. She's cut off in the lane to Linder.
Wow.
Back out to Blevins. Linder got away with a walk, no call. Deep right corner jump shot. Peltier, good! A three-pointer! Marion Pleasant just tossed the ball around the top of the circle. Finally, Peltier took it. And Versailles is behind by nine. 32-23, a minute and a half to go, third quarter. Baseline drive, Monin pulls up and buries the 12-footer. Lauren Monin with a special afternoon here at Springfield. 32-25. It is a 7-point lead for Marion Pleasant as a foul is called at the timeline against the Versailles Tigers. Minute 20 to go here in the third quarter. Peltier gets a good round of applause from the Marion Pleasant faithful as she just ignited the Marion Pleasant crowd with a 3-pointer in the right corner. Don't think Versailles thought she would chuck it up there, but she did. And Lauren Monin hit a big deuce for the Tigers to get it back to seven. 25 feet out with the ball, Marion Pleasant, Ashley Anderson. Anderson to Kimmel, near side to Mock. 1 minute to go, third quarter. Marion Pleasant ahead by seven. Blevins and Linder posting up on the blocks, left and right. Anderson, right corner, rotated near side to Kimmel. Long, high, arching three. We can tell from here it's off to the right. It is. Hits the backboard. Rebound down to Versailles. Trying to get away from trouble is Watson. She's tackled. Foul to Blevins at number two.
Yeah. .41 to go here in the third quarter. 41.7 remaining. Ball will be inbounded by the Versailles Tigers from the left end of the court. Peters to McElDaddy over the Springfield Gold S at midcourt. On a weave, it goes on the play to Peters. Baseline right, short jumper blocked by Linder. Winner gets it back. Then it's ripped away by Linder. She might have been out of bounds when she took it. Versailles ball, baseline right. Playmaker here, Logan Schimpf, in off the bench, 5'8 senior. 27 seconds to go, third quarter. Tigers down 7. Schimpf peers in, lobs for winner in the lane, dribbles once, shoots a 10-footer, bingo, she's got it. And the 9-point Marion Pleasant lead has been shaved down to 5. 15 seconds to go in the third quarter. Mock, 25 feet away to Kimmel. Kimmel retreats, timeline, 7 seconds to go. They'll clear out for her. She'll start a drive. She signals. Kimmel, right corner, spin move, can't shoot. Goes to Linder, top of the key, and they don't get a shot away. Finally, Linder hooked it 2 seconds after the buzzer and made a 25-footer, but it won't count. Lazy offensive sequence by Marion Pleasant at the end of the third quarter. But Marion Pleasant leads by 5, 32-27 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Frisch's Haddock is back with an all-new seafood market platter. Last time we sold out of this tender whitefish, leaving some people longing for the classic taste, breaded fresh and prepared to order. Our haddock comes with sides, a roll, and our world-famous tartar sauce. Or try it in our new seafood market platter. Just $9.99 gets you haddock, 6 butterfly shrimp, and your choice of 2 delicious sides. Served with that signature tartar sauce. Hungry yet? Don't miss it. Get to your neighborhood Frisch's today.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to a brand new underwriting sponsor, Primary Eye Care Associates, on the web at primaryeyecare.org. Convenient locations for you, 5 of them in Sydney, Fort Laramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris. 8 outstanding doctors of optometry to take care of your vision and eye health for a lifetime. Accepting new patients, most insurance plans accepted too. Open weeknights and Saturday mornings. Primary Eye Care Associates on the web, primaryeyecare.org. Taking care of your vision and eye health forever. Here is Marion Pleasant starting the fourth quarter with a very poor pass, sloppily done on the play by Blevins. She tried to make a no-look delivery across the lane to Linder. It was easily intercepted by Versailles. Tigers down 5. Outside the arc, ship. Looks in. Throws ahead of the key, Mon, and long deuce. Rimmed and came out. Rebound, Linder. Marion Pleasant's got it in backcourt. 7:16 to go in the fourth quarter. At stake, a berth in the state Final Four. Next Thursday at 1. Here's Kimmel driving down the lane. Hooked it up with the left hand on the go. Got it. What a play by Kimmel. And Marion Pleasant's back up 7. Boy, she is really quick on her feet.
Yes, that was a heck of a shot.
And you can tell she's tried a number of unorthodox shots in her backyard because she can make them. Inside pass for Sales picked off by Linder of Marion Pleasant to Mock, who turned it over, no call. Ball given up out back on the play to Kimmel. 6:34 to go here in the fourth quarter. Near side Peltier. Baseline left, Levins. No look pass, Mock. Layup good. That was a heck of a pass. And Versailles is in trouble. Marion Pleasant up 9. 36-27, 6:25 left to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Pleasant has regained the 9-point lead. It was 32-23. Then Versailles answered with a little spurt, but a couple of quick hoops by Marion Pleasant. And the lead has swollen again to 9, 36-27 in favor of Marion Pleasant over Versailles. 6:25 to go here in the fourth quarter. Baseline, right of the basket. Camille Watrin will enter it for the Tigers. She looks, throws on the arc to Langston, who dives into the lane, lost control, and double dribbled. And now Versailles has no choice but to put on full court pressure. Kimmel to Mock, back to Kimmel, middle of the floor. She glides up ahead, long heave to Blevins in the lane. Goes behind the back on a pass and heaves it up into the bleachers.
That's, at this point in the game, unnecessary. I'm sure she's played like this her entire career, so I can't really critique, but that's a silly pass right there.
Yeah, I'm just kind of awestruck. She's had numerous passes that have not even come close. Here is Monin, deep left corner for Versailles. She is hemmed in. Nowhere to go. 5-second count. Timeout in the nick of time by head coach Jackie Stonebreaker of Versailles. Otherwise, if another half second elapses, the Tigers give up that possession for sure. Chuck, let's take a 30-second break. 9-point lead Pleasant on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
The Versailles Tigers led after the game's first 6.5 minutes, 14-5. Since that point in time, Marion Pleasant has outpointed Versailles by 18. 5:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Dribble drive, Watson through the lane, off balance. Heaved it toward the backboard, no good. Versailles can't get the rebound. Linder does of Marion Pleasant. Foul, Tigers on the back. Team foul 6 on Versailles. Marion Pleasant will shoot the bonus the rest of the way.
Well, I'll tell you what, Linder, not a real offensive threat, but man, can she rebound. She is strong.
Yeah, she is effective on the glass, that's for sure. Here's Kimmel behind the back on the dribble. Beats pressure up the floor for Marion Pleasant. She has it 35 feet away. Coming out to catch Peltier, high left. Peltier jacks the three. Hits it. My goodness. Wow.
Nobody came out to guard her.
Hannah Peltier rifled in a line drive three-pointer again. I don't think Versailles thought she would try it. Defense was soft on her, and she poured one in. Here's Versailles from the right wing trying a three. It is in and out by Watson. Rebound baseline right. Tigers shot missed, and we've got bodies on the floor. What's been called? It is going to be Versailles' possession as Kimmel eventually tracked it down for Marion Pleasant, but she was out of bounds. It is a 12-point game now, 39-27, 5:09 to go in the fourth. It will take a miraculous comeback for the Tigers. Inbounds pass, the long arms of Blevins pick it off. Down the floor to Mock. Mock out back to Kimmel. Kimmel stretches the defense, pounds the ball on the floor, goes between the legs. Wants to deal to Blevins, doesn't. Instead goes to Peltier. Right corner, Linder. Baseball pass to Mock, top of the circle, and Marion Pleasant is going to milk the clock. 4:43 to go. They're in the bonus. Guarding is Monin, 25 feet away. Near side, Kimmel. Kimmel dribbles, backs up to the timeline. Being chased by Watson. Kimmel, foul line jumper. Short, no good. Ill-advised shot. Rebound taken down by Winner of Versailles. Outlet to McElDowney. Left wing three on the way. It is in and out, no good. Tough shot to Langston. Rebound taken down by Marion Pleasant. Blevins cherry picking. Layup good. 14-point lead. Marion Pleasant, 41-27. Ball thrown into the post to Winner. Winner pivots, foul. Linder on her back.
Well, probably saved the basket because she was getting ready to shoot a layup. And now they just get it out of bounds. Yeah, sure did. Danielle was going to score from point-blank range. Danielle sits down. The pressing smaller unit on the floor now for the Tigers. 4:01 left here in the fourth for Sales down to 14. Here's a deep right corner, three on the way, but Langston, bullseye! She hits it. And that's three of the game for Sales. And just like that, it's down to 41-30. There's a steal in backcourt by Watson. Stolen away by Marion Pleasant. Watson steals then for Sales, and she's bumped. Ball out of bounds to the Tigers. Both teams now, from this point on, will shoot the bonus. The lead had been swollen to 41-27 with 3:50 to go in the game until Langston drained the three ball for the Tigers. As Chuck noted, the first triple of the afternoon for Versailles, and the Tigers will need a few more if they are to get back in this one. Here is Langston to McElnowney. Watron, baseline drive. She's choked off by the defender, and she might have stepped out. Either that or slid the pivot foot. Violation. 3:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Mock in backcourt for Marion Pleasant. Delivers up ahead to Kimmel. She's triple team. Back to Mock. Now to Peltier. Peltier's going to shoot the ball. It's good! Three-pointer by Peltier. Boy, she's feeling it. She's got 15 points now. Unsung hero Peltier for Marion Pleasant. Hannah Peltier has been brilliant today. 44-30 in favor of Marion Pleasant. Here's a loose ball in the right corner, poked out by Marion Pleasant.
Well, that might have been the dagger right there.
3:10 to go here in the fourth quarter. 44-30, Marion Pleasant up by 14. Ball being inbounded by the Tigers into the lane. Lauren Modden, shot fake. She's triple team, tied up, and the arrow says Versailles will retain the ball. 3:07 to go now in the fourth. 44-30 in favor of Marion Pleasant. Danielle Winter back in for the Tigers along with Ellen Peters. Versailles will return a wealth of experience next year. This game, of course, not quite over yet, but it will be an uphill climb. Tigers should be mighty strong next season. Good inbounds play. Modden curled off a screen, got the ball, banked in an eight-footer. Lauren Modden, a super game today for her. She has been a stalwart for the Lady Tigers, who are down 12. Here's Kimball dribbling behind the back, almost over and back. She's squeezed by two Tigers and fouled. But I think Marion Pleasant got a full timeout shot before contact was made.
There you go.
2:49 to go in the fourth. Versailles down 12 to an outstanding Marion Pleasant team on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
We have 2 minutes and 38 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Marion Pleasant plays keep away up at 12, 44-32. Here is Mock near the timeline on the bounce. She'll try to give it up to Kimmel. No, it goes to Peltier in the far corner. Back out to Mock. Now Kimmel, left side of the floor. It's dealt to Leah Manasi, who's in now.
Kimmel's got it. Far corner lobbing out inside to Blevins. She tried to catch and shoot at the same time.
Wow.
Couldn't get it to go. Made a behind-the-back pass to a teammate, Mock, who laid it in. Oh, what an assist.
What a pass that was.
Yep, she's had several turnovers and bad passes. The few good ones have been outstanding. Here's Winter in the lane. Blocked on the play by Blevins. Winter's turnaround, Jay, deflected by Blevins. Marion Pleasant's got the ball and the lead by 14.
It's like watching Pete Maravich play again.
It sure is. Yeah, she's a young female version of Pete Maravich.
I'm sorry. She's been fun to watch. I know she's done some silly things.
Yeah.
But the stuff she has done has been good. It's been amazing.
Summer Blevins. At times, she plays like it's a lazy summer day. But if you watch her long enough, Chuck, boy, she has got a style that you can really appreciate.
She could play for me.
Yep. She's had several tremendous assists in this game. A missed one and one by Marion Pleasant after a foul by Versailles. And the Tigers quickly push it down the floor to Winter on the block, low on the right. She's handcuffed, and she'll get two. A minute 31 left. Versailles behind by 14. And Summer Blevins will come out.
I like the way she takes herself out of the game to go get a drink. She is in complete control of this basketball game for herself.
Here's the free throw by Danielle Winter. In and out. It lit the iron. No good. Don't forget, tonight we're on the air at 7:10 webcast time. Jackson Center, Fort Laramie girls from Vandalia Butler. It's a girls Division IV regional championship game. The winner goes to the state Final Four to play next Thursday at 3 at the Schottenstein Center. Winner shoots again for Versailles. Swish. She's got it. 46-33. 13-point lead, Marion Pleasant. Kimmel double-teamed in backcourt. Loops it out ahead to Blevins, who's back in to Peltier in the left corner. Shake and bake move. Traveling violation has been called.
Well, I don't know if there's enough time, even if they make mistakes, for them to come back. They just really have been challenged to score here after that great start to the game.
Yeah, 14 points in the first 7 minutes by Versailles. Only 19 points since then. And that spans three full quarters of play, Chuck. 1 minute left in the first quarter. Versailles had 14 points. They have 33 now, only 19 points over a three-quarter span. Not nearly good enough offensively.
Right.
Give Marion Pleasant, a lot of credit. As after the first quarter, Marion Pleasant really turned it up.
Well, they took away Monin and Winter. I mean, I know Monin's got 14, Winter's got 7, but they had a 10-point start to the game.
Yeah, Marion Pleasant made some important modifications come early second quarter, and they paid dividends. Here's a long throw down the floor to Blevins. Blevins is loose, leaking out, and makes a fancy reverse layup, and then hooks a Versailles player at the timeline. It's a foul. The lead right now is the biggest, 48-33. 49.4 to go here in the fourth quarter. And it looks like Marion Pleasant will certainly advance on to the state Final Four. The Versailles Tigers will be knocked out. Eighth time since 2006, Versailles has advanced to the regional championship game. Versailles will not make it to Columbus this year. Marion Pleasant, the number 10 team in the state, was a tall order. And I mean that from a physical standpoint, literally, too. Towers of strength on the inside. Blevins and Linder, too much to cope with. Peltier with perhaps her best game of the season. Kimmel has been very good, flashy, efficient. Here's a dribble up the floor, hop, step, and a jump, and a walk. Two free throws made by Versailles. Violation against Marion Pleasant. 42.2 to go. It's 48-35. Outside the arc, McElnatty veers off to the right corner. Gives it up to Winter in the lane. Half-hook shot blocked. Taken away by Linder. Long lead out down the floor. Too far. He goes out of bounds.
Wow.
Well, Marion Pleasant, Chuck, loves that football fly pattern down the court.
Well, we thought it before the game that it might be Versailles that wore out Marion Pleasant, but it was the other way around.
Mid court with the ball. Back and down for Versailles. Angles right. Baseline drive. Running shot blocked out of bounds by Marion Pleasant. Well, for sure, the Tigers' smaller guards, Chuck, have tried to penetrate and get away some running attempts at the rim, and Marion Pleasant has shut that down. The defense for Marion Pleasant on the interior has not allowed anyone to get a close-in look since late in the first quarter. 17.8 to go. Ball knocked out of bounds by Marion Pleasant. Versailles inbounding in the left corner. Tigers down 13. Ship, ball high overhead, sends it below the rim to McElDowney, and she got the ball out of bounds. That's the way it's gone for Versailles since the start of the second quarter. It has been all Marion Pleasant over the last three periods. 48-35, intercepted pass by Ship. Ship to McElDowney, jump shot in the lane, no good. Rebound McElDowney, blocked and taken away by Marion Pleasant. Down the floor to Linder, baseball pass to Blevins. It is busted up by Versailles, intercepted by Winter, and that's it. It's all over. Marion Pleasant, now 26-2 on the year, piles up bodies at midcourt. Bedlam at center floor here at Springfield as the Marion Pleasant ladies go wild, celebrating their trip to Columbus. Marion Pleasant, now 26-2. Defeats the Versailles Tigers here today as the Tigers close out the campaign 21-7, bowing to the taller, more athletic Marion Pleasant team by 13. Versailles Tigers gave a tremendous account of themselves through the game's first 7 minutes, led at 1 point, 14-5. Then Marion Pleasant made a statement, ran off 10 in a row. Versailles did edge on top by one at the halftime break. Second half, though, was all Marion Pleasant. Start to finish the final 16 minutes, and Marion Pleasant downs Versailles by 13, 48-35. Versailles Tigers, Chuck, in the campaign, 21-7. Five seniors, they'll be missed. Kristen Langston, Logan Schimpf, Haley Winter, Lauren Modden, Emily Marshall. Lauren Modden's 13 points a game will be tough to replace next year. Kristen Langston, a spark plug out front at guard. But three starters do come back, and the entire bench returns for Versailles, which had a very good JV team. Versailles Tigers could be right back here next year. Perhaps playing Marion Pleasant in the regional title game once again in 2017.
Well, you just never know. So much stuff happens in between. We speculate at the end of seasons who's going to be strong, and then teams come out of nowhere. And that's what makes it fun. But I'll tell you what, that Marion Pleasant team, fun to watch.
Marion Pleasant receiving its regional championship hardware at the moment. And the starting five holding the trophy in the air for the Marion Pleasant fans across the way. In fact, I think those might have been the four seniors who came out to midcourt. Blevins, a starter, just a junior. The four seniors, the 12th graders, held the trophy up in the air as the Marion Pleasant fans look on from across the way. Brookings in Fort Loring as outstanding food. Don't forget the Saturday night special, pork chops at Brookins. Nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying roasted chicken dinners, pork chops on Saturday night, many specialty sandwiches, and pizza, too. Your food is cooked fresh at Brookins in Fort Loramie. You sit back, relax, enjoy an appetizer while you talk to Dale and Joyce Barhorst, who have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years as they put their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere at Brookins. The ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too, with over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go all around. There's no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie, 10 Elm Street, on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S-USA.
CarsDriveUSA.com. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors today, the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Thanks so much to the physicians, nurses, all the administration, staff, and associates at Wilson Health Sports Medicine, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, new location in Troy, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, on with us since the start here on scoresbroadcast.com, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna Route 25A. Barker Insurance has been with us for 8 years on scoresbroadcast.com, and AAG Inc., American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. New location on Elm Street. Gratitude to Jason Meyer of Fort Loramie. He's the owner, and all the staff at AAG American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. These additional underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and in Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finishing 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney, Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney on the web at goffneyfurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? The in-between just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. John Hip Imagery in Sydney, he gives you his best shot. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, and Wells Brothers Inc. in Anna. These new underwriting sponsors, Sydney Car Care in Sydney, Primary Eye Care Associates on the web at primaryeyecare.org, and the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, both in Rushi. Chuck, our Clancy star of the game, without question, it's got to be Lauren Monin.
Lauren Monin, she was terrific today. A senior, tough way to go out, but she can remember this when she really gave it everything she had.
Five ladies scored, four Versailles. Danielle Winter had seven. Cammy McElnatty, six. Kristen Langston, 5 points in the fourth quarter, including a three-pointer. And Claire Schmidtmeyer off the bench had 3 points. And again, Marion Pleasant was paced by whom?
Yeah, they had Kimmel with 15, Peltier with 15, and Blevins with 11. And if I was going to give them a Clancy's player of the game, I'd have to give it to Peltier or Kimmel. Kimmel for the entire game. Peltier with the ice water in her veins when she was shooting threes, when I really wasn't sure she should have been shooting them, but she was making them.
Yeah, pretty good job by Versailles on the leading scorer, Summer Blevins, averaging 15 a game. She was stifled somewhat, only 11. She did rebound well, made some good passes, also some very errant ones, but chipping in were two guards, two perimeter players who exceeded their per-game averages, 30 points, 15 each for Peltier and Kimmel. Peltier had ice water in her veins, 4 second-half threes, and those were the difference, enabling Marion Pleasant to pull away and win by 15.
Yeah, she shot some shots that I went, no, I'm a coach.
Yep.
And they go in, you go, nice shot.
For Versailles, star of the game, or Clancy's winner, Lauren Monin. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's.
Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Well, we are so appreciative of our grand underwriting sponsors here on ScorersBroadcast.com. We ran them all down for you just a few minutes ago. For Sales Tigers, hit the end of the tourney trail this afternoon, losing in the regional title game to Marion Pleasant by 13 points. It was for Sales' eighth trip to the regional championship since 2006. The Tigers had won five of the previous seven. And unfortunately, Versailles will not return to Columbus to defend the Tigers' 2015 state title. Tonight, we've got Fort Loramie Jackson Center, an all-Shelby County League Girls Division IV Regional Championship. Tip-off 7:30. We're on the web at 7:10. And then on Tuesday at 5:10 p.m., the Jackson Center boys are in action at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena against Southeastern in a Division IV region semifinal. Should Jackson Center win, we'll have the nightcap, the second game of two, featuring Lima Perry and Yellow Springs. Like Lima Perry last night, Chuck, a team that impressed us so much, a club we hadn't seen all year, Marion Pleasant. We've got the same impression of them here this afternoon. They do some fancy things. They are flashy. They commit some mistakes that they might not ordinarily commit if they were a little more conservative. But you talk about talent and athleticism, and not a weakness, not really a weakness at any one position. And it's a club that will make its mark on the state Final Four. Could be a favorite to take it all.
Well, they're going to be a tough out when they get over to Columbus. And I'll tell you what, Levens, I like watching basketball players that have that much confidence. She has a lot of confidence.
Summer Blevins scored 11, dealt out some nice assists, good rebounder. But the other playmakers did the job, Peltier and Kimmel at guard. 15 each. They made threes, and they pull away to beat Versailles here today. Rhett Gish has been our scorers, broadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. Until tonight at 7:10 from Vandalia Butler, this is Jack Kramer saying good afternoon from Springfield, where Marion Pleasant has knocked Versailles out of the D3 girls tourney in the regional title game by a final tally of 48-35. Quickly, Berger the other way for the Redskins. Oh, what a shot! Berger on the dead run. She was clobbered from the side by a Tiger defender, hooked it high off the glass. Somehow, miraculously, it went in, and the official signals good. It counts, and that's the right call. Boy, it was one you would never make in horse, I don't think.
Well, if somebody fouls you in horse, you get the fight anyway.
Color and play-by-play of boys and girls high school basketball can be heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com, including the close shots and close games.
And look out now, Fairlock, you got it to 2-1. Here is Lessing diving into the lane. Arches up a teardrop in front, hit the rim twice. Good, it went in. Wow, it's a two-point game, 51-49. Power move by Brady, around and out, no good. Stick back is in. Brady will remove the muscle man on the board. That trip down the floor.
Did a great job of staying with the missed shot.
Open look, 15-footer in again. Sarah Bettinger red hot. She cans another jumper.
And you will jump for joy when you hear your favorite teams. The Anna Rockets, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, Minster Wildcats, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets. They're all winners.
And you're right. It comes down to the coaching. It comes down to the philosophy. These kids don't expect to lose. They figure out a way to do it.
Gordon veers to the right, still behind the arc. Loops it this side of the top of the key to Gallimore. And Gallimore jumps and shoots a triple. Nothing but cord. All net. It was perfect.
Nothing but net. The internet. ScoresBroadcast.com.
Here's a quick three try. Left wing. Trevor Modern. Bingo! He's got it for the Raiders.
Meyer in the right corner. Set. Shoots the long three ball. Anna left her open. Swish. He's got it. Fine form of that jumper, but Cassie Meyer. Here is Sosby faking left, going right. Drew lets one fly. Three-point land. We could tell that one was in all the way. And it is right down through the bottom of the well.
Oh, those state championship moments and special plays.
Baseline to Dylan Cordano. Oh, look at it go. A reverse layup. What a shot by Dylan Cordano.
Well, that deserves a super califragilistic expialidocious.
It's done one. Both huge cheering sections of Fort Lauderdale fans behind us and across the way are going crazy. Done one at the shot being centered. The first state title in girls.